The police administration has asked the public, especially the media, to refrain from rumours in connection with the murder of the MP for Ebuakwa North, Joseph Bwachi Dankwaedu, at his Shashi residence last week. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Police Public Affairs Director, Superintendent Cephas Arthur, said the case is under criminal investigation and must be treated with caution. He said any information put on social media should be taken as rumours. Superintendent Arthur asked the public to allow the police to get to the bottom of the matter.
The police hasn't put any details, any outcome, any results of the investigation in public domain yet. Everything that's been peddled about is not coming from official police sources. Ever since this matter broke out, there have been three statements from official police sources. The first one to inform the general public that the matter has been transferred from the regional level to the national headquarters to be investigated by a special investigation team, and that people should volunteer information to that regard. The second one to confirm, that was on Thursday, to confirm that somebody had been picked in connection with the matter, and that police were investigating, and that people should refrain from making comments to jeopardize the investigation. The third one was on this past Saturday when we came out to clear the air, to disclaim the rumors making the rounds that the suspect arrested has mentioned the name of some politicians, including Sandubi. We came out to deny it and to say on authority that there hasn't been the mention of the name of Sandubi or any political personality, and that police have not also come out with any official message on the results of our interrogation of the suspect, and that if anybody says anything that borders on criminality, the police will deal with them accordingly. That is all we have said. Everything else apart from this is rumors.
We have also received reports that the suspect is alleged to have said that he was given 2,000 Ghana cedis to carry out the attack. And then a session of the media also came out to deny that rumor. What have you gathered so far from the suspects?
We haven't got to a safe plane enough to put any aspect of the outcome of the interrogation or of the investigation in public domain. So everything coming out in public domain concerning outcome of interrogation, outcome of investigation, is not true. It's not coming from police official source.
I want to find out, what message do you have for, one, the media, two, for people who indulge in this social media information that is being peddled around?
People should exercise patience and allow the police to conduct the investigation into the matter and come out at the long run with some palpable evidence, either to nail people that we have arrested or to get to the bottom of this incident. The media should know better that this is criminal investigation into a murder case, and that it will not inure to the benefit of the people of Ghana, not inure to the benefit of the investigation. If rumors are given space and airtime to be carried, they will go a long way to jeopardize the investigation. We have indicated in our last release that if any of such acts border on criminality, we shall arrest and prosecute accordingly.